News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Of course, today being Thursday, I am joined by the effervescent, ever-present Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Trish. You know, it's Thursday and
I know.
You are all fired up as usual.
It's just, it's a wonderful day and I'm loving this weather and the front page of the paper got me going just right off the bat. And, you know, it's just a great date in the North State. And the weather, it's mostly sunny with a high near 77, northwest winds, 8 to 17 miles an hour, mostly clear on tonight, and Friday mostly sunny, up near 77 today. It's 53 degrees as we speak. It's going to be nice through the weekend with a slight chance of rain, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No rain because I'm on the Harley this weekend.
And as always, the weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards, which talk about the front page, and it's pizza night tonight.
Well, you know, what is it that on Thursdays it seems like Anselmo shows up here just so we can comment on it with you?
I think so.
It's quite an interesting piece. So today, well, we're going to be talking about that later in the, Anselmo's, if you want to have a pizza tonight, it's 474-5546. Because they sell them out usually pretty quick. Of course, they have another menu, a menu also, if you just don't want pizza out there. And then tomorrow night is going to be music, food and grog and wine throughout the weekend. 474-5546. Hey, let's head to our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisors. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 32 points at 14,834. The S&P 500 is positive 3 at 1591, and the NASDAQ is negative fractionally at 3296. Active stocks today include Microsoft down $1.37 at $28.91, and Rite Aid Corporation up 29 cents at $2.08. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 3 cents at $16.70, and Exo Group is up 7 cents at $10.77. Turning to the bond market, we do find higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.98%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 48 cents at $94.49. Gold is up $5.80 at $15.64.60. And silver is up 7 cents at $27.72. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop-Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive to say hello to them and also to get some great advice because this market is going crazy. You need to talk to somebody that understands what's going on in the market and what you can do. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's Wells Fargo advisors. Okay, you know, this show today, we're going to be talking healthcare. We're going to be talking cool April nights. We're going to be talking what's going on. You know, because it's front page, we're going to be talking not only sausage making, but
hey,
BS.
But
governmental BS. I mean, it's all through here. And, let's see what else we're going to talk about. You know, we're going to be talking, like I said, healthcare, a bill to punish the Boy Scouts.
That's just incredible.
Okay. And all of that here in the next 30 or 40 minutes and longer, next 2 hours. We're going to be busy. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State.
Miss a day, miss a lot.
Everybody calls us Summer ball, winter and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies. The possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report, an in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the Friday night cruise, and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Rayleigh and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Thursday morning, April 11th. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. By the way, yesterday was tax day. No, not income taxes. They're your property taxes. And all this time you thought, okay, I'm going to wait till Friday to mail my tax check off. Oh. Property taxes.
But recognizing that that's the delinquent date. People always get upset that it comes about the same time as tax time. The taxes are actually due when you get the bill.
Okay.
They are delinquent on April 10th.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny that they have delinquent days. Well, you know,
who wants to give the government
a penny of your money earlier so they can give it to the wild and wacky whites of West Virginia?
There you go. Not me.
I swear to God last night, my friends, if you do not get a chance to see this documentary, and it's on one of the cable channels, it is absolutely... The wild and wacky whites of West Virginia are a family in West Virginia that, starting out with Cletus or Festus or somebody, the head of the family who had become famous and were making a documentary about him years ago in the 50s because of the way he could dance. But he also had his demons back there in West Virginia, coal country, and he ends up getting shot by somebody. Almost every male member of the family has been shot and killed, or they have shot and killed other people. Everybody's been in jail, but they continue this clogging dancing throughout their family. And some of them have actually become kind of famous. They write songs about this guy, Dexter or something White, and Hank Williams III. So, but here's the thing is, they're talking about it, and these people are driving cars and doing, and they're doing drugs. I mean, right on, I mean, heavy drugs. And, the district attorney of this county says, well, one thing is that Cletus, who was the father, said, one thing he figured out early, and he's as good as any Social Security lawyer around there, is how Social Security worked. And he put his 11-year-old daughter on it, Social Security. Everybody in that family is on the dole.
Some kind of check from the government.
They get a check, and they laugh about it. Oh, yeah, we get our checks. And now these are people, that's all they do is get these checks, but they have cars, they drink and party and do drugs like you can't believe. There is no future to them. There is no future. The future is now. Mm-hmm. But they're doing it on your and my money.
But that's not a new thing. Do you remember the song a few years back, Welfare Cadillac?
It's true, but this one drives it home. I mean, this is West Virginia, back in the hills back there. But you look at it and you transform it to South L.A. There's people out there who live like that
there.
Yeah. Or
generations, never had a job, get a check, this one and that one, and then each child, they get the check increases. And then if you get foster, if you take in your kids next door or your sister's kids, then you get some foster child money and you get a check for everybody that's living at the house.
Yeah. Well, it just keeps going. And Social Security is, I mean, it was made originally. It had you paid into it, and this huge fund was going to be able to take care of the Social Security recipients. And then the Congress got their little greedy pork-filled fingers on it back in, what, the 60s? They voted, oh, we can touch some of that. Let's just borrow it. Well, what can I say? So, anyway, but this was, you know what? This one was really a,
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a bad deal when we are raising generation after generation on the government dole, and there's absolutely nobody. See, I don't know if they can put that on TV and they can. Why isn't there somebody at the Social Security office looking at that going, wait a minute, maybe they don't really qualify?
Well, people are afraid of them in that area, too. That's one thing. But I think it is. But they, you know what? They are arming Social Security people. I saw that. Department of Homeland Security. Like 200 Social Security agents are armed.
Well, is that what all the weapons are for? Maybe all the guns are, ammo they're buying up are not for Homeland Security, but for the Department of Social Security.
Okay. Now we have to do a happy story now after that one. The Fornari Sausage Factory right here in town is going to be on a nationally syndicated show with Daniela Malfitano. It's a KIX, it's a PBS show.
Uh-huh.
But it's discovering great food and all that. And they were here filming.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And that's good news that you have something like that.
I think it's wonderful. And that can be a start of a not only increasing their business.
Yeah.
But get the other food network is a big deal. And when they start coming out to places like that, that's great news for them. Congratulations.
If you just get the guys from Duck Dynasty to stop by.
Well, actually, there you go.
Dynasty. We have come to this part in our lives. We're Duck Dynasty. If you haven't seen that either, that's on A&E. If you haven't seen Duck Dynasty, I don't know why. They're a tight family that closes every show up. You know, family all gets together for dinner and they pray and thank you for this food, Lord, and blah, blah, blah. And then boom, they eat. But the things they do in between, they own this Duck Dynasty or Duck Commander Duck Call.
You really need to get a life, Carl. I mean, you're watching some real weird TV.
I mean, my sister, the lawyer, says, have you ever seen this? So it's on late at night. So
my grandson actually DVR'd that for me starting in like December.
Okay, and you've been watching it ever since?
I looked at it and I'm going, why did I put this on my DVR? Why did I think I wanted to watch it? So I watched a few episodes. It's not exactly my cup of tea.
You can't catch not every one of them's a home run, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a couple, though, that are...
Occasionally, there's a ground
rule doubles, okay? Yeah. There's a couple of them in there like that. All right. I'm going to take a break now because we come back. There's two things we need to talk about before. One is the front page story on Anselmo and the Board of Supervisors and this court case, which continues to go on. And the other one is this bill to punish the Boy Scouts, because the Boy Scouts said, this is what we believe. We're not going to have gays in our ranks in the Boy Scouts. And that's not enough for people. They want to punish them and take away stuff for me. They want to force them into changing their standards.
And it really points out really explicitly the kind of government we have in the state of California.
Right. All right, we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody who has a kerosene heater, we do take trade-ins. If you want to go with a new heater or a used heater, give Johnny a call. Kathy just got in a pallet of barbecue bottles and forklift tanks. With spring comes green grass, and we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and blowers. We have log and shake for all the wooden decks and fences, so give Sherry a call or Bethy, and they'll walk you through it. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com if you want to order fuel or just pay online. We've done a little yard work in Corning to make it more truck-friendly, so stop by and see Robin and say hello. With cool April nights just around the corner, stop in at the Redding plant and pick up some high-octane race fuel. We have lots of it. Northern Lights Energy for CFN and Fleet Pride. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda has got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. A lot of great guests and giveaways and all types of things. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, coffee at Espresso Joe's the way you want it, any way you want it. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, let's go with the Boy Scouts. Oh, let's go with the Boy Scouts. Because that disgusts me. Because we've got major problems in the state of California. We're darn near bankrupt. We've got the illegal immigrant thing. We've got the jail situation absolutely over the wall. And we've got major issues. High unemployment, higher than the rest of the states. All kinds of issue. Business is fleeing on. And what is our legislature spending their time down there trying to instill their will, their philosophy, their thought process, their whole psychology onto a bunch of Boy Scouts, an organization that has done more good for the youth of this country than a lot that you can name. And because they stand by their basic philosophy and beliefs of that they don't want gay people teaching their children and being involved in their organization, and they've made that choice. They've been asked, they've been lobbied, and they've made their choice. Now, the legislature is going to spend their time taking up a bill that if you won't accept gays and think the way we want you to think, then we're no longer going to let you be a nonprofit status.
That's right.
We're going to take away all that. That makes no sense.
Well, what about, does that mean they're going after the Catholic Church?
Well, maybe.
How about the Mormon Church?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, it can't. I mean, if you're a nonprofit organization, I mean, isn't that what that is?
Well, exactly. And they're going to instill their will, and you're going to do it my way.
And if a church believes that you know, some churches believe that homosexuality, well, you know, love the sinner, but it's a sin to them. They can't accept that. They're not going to accept that. But they are a 501. Does that mean a church can also be legislated against, and they can lose their 501?
Maybe.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, it's a good thing.
I understand the Boy Scouts are re-looking at it, but the thing is that they're a private organization. This has been taken to court, you know, numerous times. They're a private organization that can do what they want to. And now what they're saying is fine, but we're going to take away everything that we can possibly do to force you to change your mind.
Exactly. And we're talking about, and you know, this is an issue that has to be dealt with, in my mind, more on a moral basis than anything else. And that's what we're talking about. There's a belief that you either accept or you don't accept. You can't force people to switch their values. It's like the gay marriage thing. If this really is a sin to you and wrong, then that's your belief and you're entitled to it. This is a free country, and the government, our elected representatives, are supposed to be representing all of us. Why are they focusing on 3% of the population?
It's a good question. Why are they doing that? And with all the other things that are going on,
we've got so many problems in this state.
We've got how much, you know, a round of ammunition should cost, because that, you know, they want to tax that. And you know, it's just everything. It goes back to control of the people by the government here, making things. Oh no, the government here is always right.
And we
you
know better.
And you will bend to what we say. You will bend your beliefs to what we say, or we're going to punish you. If you don't believe that, you know, and yet you turn around and you see people who have no beliefs, who stand for nothing, and drain the government of things. You know, and just as an example is that documentary that I just saw, they stand for nothing.
Yeah.
They contribute nothing to society, yet they are draining society of the funds it would take to, let's say, medical care for children or something like that, that needs, but instead it goes to their drug and alcohol fueled, you know, fantasies.
And here's the thing. You don't have to join the Boy Scouts. Form another organization.
That's
if
true.
If you want to have an organization where the instructors are gay or Muslim or whatever, then form that organization and put your kids in it.
Yeah.
Why does the liberal side of our world have to convince you to do things their way? Why can't they just say, oh, okay, we disagree. We'll do a thing over here. You do your thing. Why do we always have to be forced to go in their direction?
Because we are not going to be happy. We are not going to be happy until you acquiesce to what we believe in. And if you don't acquiesce to what we believe in, we're going to legislate you out of existence.
Yeah. Well,
I still don't believe in what you're saying. Makes no difference. We're going to legislate you into being either illegal or out of existence. And that's it. Have we come to that part yet?
It's looking
close.
Yes,
we have. Yes, we have. No, we're coming to that. Is that they're doing that. They're going to make it so it's illegal, you know, for things. You know, it's like, it's, if you don't agree with what I think, there's enough of us here in the legislature to force you to do it. And if you don't want to do it, then we're going to take away everything that you have.
Well, and let's face it, the political correct crowd has certainly, I don't believe that all of the people that vote for Democrats believe all of this nonsense.
No,
they put those people in there that do. Politically correctness speaks, and they're going to just follow in a line.
We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, it's day four of Cool April Nights. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are searching for direction in early trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is just about flat. Meanwhile, Microsoft shares are modestly lower following a downgrade from Goldman Sachs. The banking giant slashed Microsoft's rating to sell, saying personal computer market share losses are accelerating. Goldman goes on to say that the PC maker's push into consumer electronics hasn't gained any traction. And a Louisiana meatpacking company is recalling more than 20,000 pounds of potentially bacteria-tainted cooked roast beef deli meat. According to the Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service, Manda Packing issued the recall because the meat may be contaminated with listeria. The possibly tainted products were shipped for distribution and to deli stores in 8 states, including Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. Officials say the company has not received any reports of illnesses associated with the products. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Lou Dobbs, Neil Cavuto. They're the biggest players in business news. First,
stocks snapping a four-day losing streak.
Getting insight behind every sector.
What would it take to get people buying houses again?
Smart, trusted, experienced. Then, over 3 decades in the business.
Gathering outside the New York Stock Exchange.
On the ground.
Almost 1,000 points.
Breaking news.
The biggest in U.S.
Covering
history.
It all.
Government shutdown.
That's why he is the first and last name in business. Weeknights. Watch Lou Dobbs tonight at 7, followed by Cavuto at 8 on Fox Business.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Okay. All right. I haven't been able to sing that one since I was 12. All right, Carl Vaughn.
You can't still sing it.
I still can't sing it.
And you're still 12.
I'm still 12 at farm times. Yes, but 16 sometimes, which is even better. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Is the price competitive of where you're going to? Do they give you senior and veteran discounts? Are they locally owned and family operated? Well, Shasta Gas Propane has been in the business since 1997. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. Okay. If it's 7:30, it's got to be cool April nights, day four, with Barbara Harrison. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, everybody.
You know, good morning, Barbara.
Thank you for having me again.
You always look so... What? So perky.
Well, I have to get up at 5 to do that.
To look perky.
I hear you.
Trish always comes in. She's ready. I mean, your hair's done. Makeup.
She gets up at 5, too. Who are you kidding?
Exactly. I mean, that's, how else do you do 7 o'clock in the morning?
Exactly.
So I don't do that on Fred a regular
Bergstrom.
Basis.
Bergstrom. Fred Bergstrom is our guest here, too. And Fred, do you get up at 5 to look perky?
I sure do. I do every morning. Get up at 5 and do the things I have to do to look the way I look today.
Well, you know what? That's splendid. Okay. I get up at 5 and take the dog out and we'll go back and fall on the bed again. And then I scream out of the house, you know, run through the shower, put on my clothes and run out. Anyway, this isn't about me though. This is about cool April nights. Fred.
Yes.
You are going to have your car in the Civic Auditorium.
Correct. That's right.
Okay, we can hear this. We can hear you talking over there when you say this is ridiculous. You're talking about something else.
Yes,
we know
I am talking about something else.
Okay, Bob, control the microphones over there. Fred, you've been asked to come in. Barbara's the one that's putting on. Let's start. Barbara, you are the one that picks the cars out for the convention center.
I am.
All right.
Yes.
What is your criteria?
Something different sometimes, something with a beautiful paint job, something with a history to it or a story that why they built the car, what happens to it after they built the car. Sometimes they built it for a sick child or a sick member of the family. There's all kinds of reasons that come up. I'm looking for something different and something really pretty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Fred, what are you, your car was selected this year. So what kind of car are you putting in there?
1962 Corvette Roadster. Bought the car about 7 years ago and been working on it ever since.
Okay, now I've seen photos of this of your automobile. It is a what color red is that?
It's called chroma based bright red.
It is bright red.
Very bright.
You know
it's
what?
Large.
That car sitting at one of the traffic lights, the camera lights, they would go off just because it's so bright. They would go pink. So did you get a lot of those?
No.
No, okay. Really. Well, how about this, that the radar guns just automatically turn on and point at you?
Hard patrol like red. They do like red cars.
I disagree with that.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I drive a red car, have for years. But
is it real fast?
Well, was it a Mustang with a big engine.
You have a heavy foot.
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. Look, you know what? It's just not red. Linda can pick up a ticket with any color car on the freeway.
You have to use your cruise control religiously.
Her cruise control is her foot and cell phone. Anyway, all right, honey. You know I'm just kidding. Fred, so it's an extremely bright red color.
That's correct.
And you've been working on it for 7 years.
I actually bought the car. The car had a restoration. It had a body off restoration before I bought it, which was the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
And I bought the car and been working on it ever since. I just finished the upholstery about a year and a half, 2 years ago. So it's complete now as far as I'm concerned.
Now, do you work on it yourself?
I do a lot myself, but I'm not capable of a lot of the things like fiber. It's a fiberglass body and
You're not one of the glass guys there.
No, I'm not a glass guy at all.
Because we've had people come in, and the only thing they've done is they've had the ideas, and they of what they want it to look like, and then they have it fabricated for them, and as one of them says, well, you know what, this seemed like a good idea, and they had it done, and then it obviously didn't work. So they end up doing things two or three times. Do you find that too? Or?
I've done things a couple of different times, but that's usually the way I do it. Meet with the upholstery guy, for instance, and he and I'll talk things over. I'll tell him what I want, and he'll tell me what I don't want. And they're good at that because they're very artistic. The fellow that I used was out of Cottonwood, Scott Stanley, did a fabulous job. So even just across the dash, when we replaced the dash, he said, I'm going to put a red stitching all the way across the dash. And I said, okay, that's fine. That's fine. And then I said, well, what about right over here? He said, oh, no, 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 that's too much. I said, oh, really? Okay. So they're very artistic, and it really turned out nice.
It does, you know, it helps to trust your artisan that you've hired because you've hired him because of his artistic capabilities.
You listen to Scott. Scott is good.
So when you're doing it, are you trying to replicate exactly how it was before, or are you being creative in what you think it should have been?
Okay. The 1961 to 62 Corvette was, in my opinion, was a beautiful body style. So I haven't changed one thing on the body. It's a stock exterior. The body is. The engine's not, the transmission's not, the wheels are not, and so on and so forth. But I wanted to replicate the same look that it was in 62.
So it is a replication of exactly the way it looked.
Pretty much.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Fred Bergstrom is our guest from Calipo Nights, and of course, Barbara Harrison. Trish Clark is my co-host. We're going to be right back here with a little bit more information about this. This is the time that that we should have the video going, Bad Bob, so we can show this car. All right. We'll be right back.
Boom car.
Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Are you ready for the ultimate river throwdown? MMA cage fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the ultimate river throwdown. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, April 13th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Redding. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, April 13th. The event center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights that only Wind River can bring you.
Saturday, April 13th, 7:30.
Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is coming again in 2013 with the ultimate River Throwdown cage fights at Wind River Casino.
Cage fighting at its best. Wind River Casino Event Center.
For all the details on the ultimate River Throwdown, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme throwdown event.
Extreme.
It's better throwdown on the river. Event.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
As we join Bob to Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Wake up, America. You're too young to die.
This week, we welcome back freedomadvocates.org President Michael Shaw. He's been speaking around the country on the ultimate war, globalism versus America, and exposing the infiltration of UN Agenda 21 policies on the local level. Learn how you can protect your freedom on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round, I get around.
I get around, on the town. A real good friend.
Hey, welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. I'm loving this. You got, you know what? What is this?
Why day job, Carl. Day job.
Okay.
I'm going to do everybody a favor. Well, I'm not going to sing with you.
Well, you know what? We could get a little harmony here with the Beach Boys. Mm. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, repairs, emergency calls. Look, it's getting ready to get hot out there. Why don't you have Alliance Heating and Air come over, check your air conditioning unit, make sure it's good, make sure everything's clean, the filters are clean, and it's ready to rock for this hot summer. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. My guests are Barbara Harrison and Fred Bergstrom from Cool April Nights. We're talking about Fred's car that is 62 Corvette Red. And that was a good question you asked, Trish, about do you want it to look just like it, or is this something, okay, here's the body, and I think it should have looked like this. And then you put little things in. But you're going straight back for the restoration.
Well, exactly. Well, it's not a complete duplicate car. I mean, it's not original, and so the value of the car is not what it should be. But I like it the way it is. The red color that the Corvette came out with was more of an orange, which I didn't like. It was an orange red. So we had it. Actually, it was painted before I got it. Mm-hmm. It was painted, but I got all the color codes and so on and so forth, and it's that chroma-based bright red, which is just really, really, really bright.
Now, how many cars do you have?
Oh, boy. Well, I only have two.
Okay.
I only have two. I have 69 Nova, but it's a drag car, race car.
Chevy Nova, 69 yeah. Chevy Nova. Mm-hmm.
Right, and then I've got this. I just sold a 28 Ford two-door sedan.
Okay. Now, do you ever drive these around?
Oh, yeah, I drive them.
I drive the vet, but I
can't drive the drag cars, not for the street.
Well, you know, I asked Ron Lim the other day, who has a 427 supercharged Mopar. What was it? Charger?
No, yeah, not a Charger.
Not a Charger, the
Challenger.
Challenger.
I think that is
it. That was it. And, I mean, he's got the supercharger up like that. I said, so do you drive this around town? He goes, no. Well, why? I mean, I could just imagine you going down Pine Street at about 143 miles an hour. So, do you take the Corvette out at all?
To drive?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I drive the car mostly in the spring and fall. I don't drive it in the winter because I don't have a top, number one. And I don't drive it in the summer because it's just too hot. No air conditioning.
Okay. Do you enjoy it?
I love it. Just love it. And
get a lot of attention on
what things. I like people to like the car. That's what I like. If they enjoy the car, I'm happy.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's a good reason to do it. Now, do you have a lot of friends that build cars?
I have a lot of friends that build cars. What happened was when I was about 17, I think, I was working in a service station when I was a kid, and one of these 62s came in, and we lived in Delano, which was not an affluent situation there at all. And so when I saw the 62, it just absolutely blew me away, and I had to ask the guy. I said, you have to tell me what you paid for the car. And I think he told me it was $3,800. Well, I was making $1.25 an hour, so that was
a lot of money.
Oh, that was a lot of money. So I said, ooh, someday I'd like to have one of these. So I had to wait till I was in my 60s to get one.
You know, second childhood,
that's right.
The one thing about why a Corvette is here and not a hot rod is the fact that we are showcasing the Corvettes this year. It's their 60th anniversary. So Fred will be among six other Corvettes up on the stage in a very nice display, what have you. And then we have another one in the foyer downstairs coming in the front door. So there'll be eight really nostalgic, gorgeous, gorgeous vets there this show. So it's going to be neat.
Linda is hooked.
Yeah.
on the older vets.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. She's just, you know, it's not the new ones. But the ones around, I guess around that time, that 62 to 66, something like that. And that she was just, you know, every time she sees one, she just loves them.
62 was the last year before they went to the Stingray. Uh-huh. So if you notice on the pictures, I have two headlights each side. Well, the Stingrays, they had the bubble top, the bubble look on the hoods, and then they had the hidden headlights, which I didn't like, basically. So this was the last year of this model. And so it's been my favorite.
Yeah. So what was on Route 66?
That was a 65?
64, wasn't it?
Four or five, yeah.
It was a Stingray.
Yeah, Stingray.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just remember the series. I don't remember.
I kind of watched a lot of that then because I had a fuel injected myself. I had the first of the fuel injected vets, and yeah,
you did.
I did. Yeah.
So how many tickets did you get there,
Bobby Harrison? Never, never did. Never got caught. Let's just put it that way.
little luck goes into that.
Those were the farm roads up in Santa Maria, so nobody found me.
Frank, what do you think about Cool Ripple Nights?
Oh, I love Cool Ripple Nights. I look forward to it every year. I've been involved in it as a participant for the last six or seven years, and it's a lot of fun. It brings a lot of different people to the area. It's great for the economy, and I see things that I don't usually get to see because there's something like 2,000 cars this year, I understand. And I'm really excited about being inside because I've never been inside before. Inside.
You know, it's a mainstay in this community. I remember all the years that I was on the board, we got to give a trophy.
You go out and pick a car.
And that was, I looked so forward to that. The other members of the board often didn't like to go and do that. So I would always say, I'll do it. And I would love that because it gave me an opportunity to go around, talk to all the people. It's a wonderful camaraderie and relationship that's going there among all the car owners. And what a great event for the community.
People are excited. They're fun to talk to. Yeah.
By the way, Route 66 was a 1962 vet.
Okay.
62 vet.
Well, you know,
I don't argue with the listeners anymore. And because, you know, I asked one time about a ribbon from World War II. What's it? And I described the ribbon because somebody had asked me, what does this mean? I mean, what was this for? I said it, phone call started coming in. They knew exactly what it was. So I don't argue anymore.
Well, you know, that was before my time, actually.
Well, but you know, you're only like about 30. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl, not always telling the truth, but trying to, Bot. And Trish Clark, Barbara Harrison, and Fred Bergstrom. Cool April Nights and Free Fire Radio. What could be better?
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday. But right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
Hot Cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the Friday night cruise, and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Rayleigh's in Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sun.
All right, I'm going to try on this one. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. And Trish, hit them with the weather one more time because it's about that time. And the
it's 57 degrees. It's mostly sunny with a high near 77 today. Cooling to 51 this evening, mostly sunny and a high on 79. Slight chance of rain through the weekend, but very slight. It's going to be nice and sunny, and it's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
There you go, 474-5546. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. We might as well get all these cars in here. Stop by and visit Reading Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Serving Reading and the North State, of course. They have everything you could possibly want in a selection of both new and previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Not only will they give you a great deal because they're your neighbors, their service department is second to none. Get you in and out. And keep you safe. And they're having a huge event. What day, Barbara?
Thursday night from 5:30 to 7:30, I think, is the time at Crown Motors. It's their mixer that they have.
The 18th.
Yes, thank you. And they're also a huge, huge sponsor for Cool April Nights. We're so happy to have them on board.
We're happy that they're they've been one of our sponsors for a
good
while.
People.
And
we
really appreciate them and think they do a great job. Give them a call at 223-2177 or just stop by 555 Cypress Avenue and get down there next Thursday night. It's going to be a wild and crazy time. Okay. For all those people. Oh, that's the Route 66 theme. In 1960, when the show started, they used a 1960 Corvette. In 61, they used a 1961 Corvette. And for the next 3 years that it was on, they used Stingrays. So everybody was right. Charles, you were right. They did have a 62 Vet, but they also had a 61 Vet. And in 64, Stingray. We were all right. Isn't that?
We just didn't want everybody to think we didn't know what we were talking about.
I feel kind of like kumbaya.
There you go.
We're vindicated because we all looked at each other and went, really? I thought that was a Stingray.
What are the two jobs that you get paid for, whether you're right or wrong anyway? Weatherman and radio
host.
I don't know about the pay part. But anyway.
We need to talk.
Our guests are Barbara Harrison, who sets up the cars that are going into, or selects the cars that are going into the Civic Auditorium for the special
display
there. And Fred Bergstrom, who has got a 62 red Vet that's going to be in the display because this is the 60th anniversary of the Corvette.
Correct.
You saw the first one. You were pumping gas when you were a kid.
I was a kid, yes.
And that was it.
That was it.
I'm going to have one.
I have to have one. And it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, except for my wife, of course.
Of course.
Anyway.
That's a true story, too.
Oh, thank you.
For his wife, yes.
Thank you. Boy, that was well said.
Thank you.
This thing was so beautiful when it came in, I had to ask the guy what it was, and I believe it was $3,800. And remember, in the Impalas, I think were like $2,300 or $2,500. So you can imagine how much more, or how much out of reach that was for somebody making $1.25 an hour.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
But
no, I understand.
I love the 62. 61 and 62 are basically the same body style with different emblems and a different engine. So I had to have the 62.
So your dream came true.
It came true.
You know, I like it when you can obtain a dream. I mean, you've obtained, you've been a success in your life, Fred, and all this, just by listening to you and hearing about your children and all this, but you've obtained the dream, that 62 Corvette, you get to drive around.
Yeah, I get to drive around and get to play.
What a beautiful car.
I love that part of it.
All right. Anything, Barbara Harrison, anything else here?
Well, I want to remind everybody about the sock hop on Monday night at the Civic Inside.
We have two tickets for the sock hop. I'm glad you reminded me.
Okay.
Two tickets for the sock hop at the convention center, 605-4567. They're free. with this. They're like a $10 a ticket, and you're going to get them for free. And 605-4567 for the sock hop. That's going to be Monday. Give us a call, and we'll hit them again next hour, too. But if you want the tickets, give us a call. Thank you so much, Fred Berksom and Barbara Harrison. And Trish Clark, you're going to be back with me, though.
Yeah, I am.
And we're going to be talking Obamacare with a doctor that says we're in deep kimchi. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Dave Anthony. A bus is lying on its side on a shutdown highway in Texas after a deadly crash. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has what happened live.
The Fox affiliate in Dallas is reporting at least two dead and 16 critically injured after a bus flipped over on the President George Bush Turnpike in Irving, Texas, outside Dallas. It's near the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. There's word at least 40 people may have been on the bus, many taken to hospitals. No word on what caused this crash. Dave?
Jennifer, gun control is about to come up for a vote at the Senate.
This bill won't stop every madman determined to take innocent lives.
But the Democratic leader, Harry Reid, says it would make America safer. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
And before the vote began, Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal praised the families of the Newtown, Connecticut victims for turning the tide in the gun debate.
They have shown that we can break the stranglehold of special interests and the NRA.
But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says his intention to vote no, both on cloture, allowing the debate to go forward, and on the bill itself, stands.
This bill is a clear overreach that will predominantly punish and harass our neighbors, our friends, and our family.
McConnell says the government should not punish people for exercising their Second Amendment rights. Dave.
Where's the Florida couple accused of kidnapping their kids? Can't get out of jail and can't have any contact with them. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown's live in Miami.
Dave, Joshua and Sharon Hacken in jail in Tampa after being returned to the U.S. by Cuba, where they fled with their kidnapped kids in the midst of an Amber Alert, will not bail out.
You're going to be staying in jail until this hearing on Monday. There will be no bonds until Monday.
Now, the Hackens are being made to wear red jail jumpsuits, which mark them as security risks. Their children are back in the custody of their grandparents, Dave.
Evan, a tornado might have done the damage being cleaned up near St. Louis, Missouri.
The cars had been smashed, and there was shingles and trees everywhere.
There's also storm damage in Oklahoma and Arkansas, snow and ice in Minnesota and the Dakotas. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 60 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Ah, the sound of small business, getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Again, our top Fox story, there's been a bus crash outside Dallas on a shutdown highway. A charter bus is on its side. At least two people are dead, 16 critically injured. Still no launch from North Korea, but there's more condemnation coming out of London, where Fox News Radio's Simon Owen is live.
Dave, Secretary of State John Kerry attending a meeting of G8 foreign ministers here. Kerry now traveling to South Korea. The G8 group ending discussions by saying they condemn North Korea's nuclear weapons work in the strongest terms.
If the DPRK conducts another missile launch or nuclear test, we committed ourselves to take further significant measures.
British Foreign Secretary William Hague threatening North Korea with even tighter sanctions. The country is expected to test fire a missile in the coming days, Dave.
Simon, an army chaplain who died during the Korean War, will be posthumously awarded today for his heroics.
Captain Emil Capon ministered to the troops in both World War II and Korea, working on the front lines where he shared mortal danger to look after soldiers' immortal souls. Father John Hotze is from the Kansas parish where Chaplain Capon once served.
Father Capon didn't think about how he was going to survive day to day,
but he was thinking about how he was going to help others survive.
That continued in a prison camp where Chaplain Capon was captured after staying behind to care for injured troops. In camp, he became known as the Good Thief for pilfering camp supplies to help fellow prisoners. Ultimately, though, he died in that camp. At the White House, Mike Mackowitz, Fox News Radio.
Surgeons have been doing what they can to help a California man who went into a Home Depot near L.A. yesterday, grabbed a saw, and cut his arms, both of them, deep.
It truly was. The scene itself was quite gruesome.
Rudy Lopez with West Covina Police. Rescuers used twine and tourniquets to save the man. The Nobel Prize that was won by Francis Crick in 1962 for his discovery of DNA has sold at a New York auction for more than $2 million. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. Plenty of great things going on there on her show. It is 805-530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Trish Clark, who is with me, and is, you know what, you're always so perky and lovely in the morning.
Oh, you know what, I just love mornings. You know that, Carl. It's bright, 57 degrees out there, and it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 77 today, cooling to about 51 this evening, light winds, mostly sunny on Friday and Saturday, a little slight chance of rain over the weekend, but mostly high and sunny and just really beautiful out there in our north state. Good chance for a little spring weather. The weather's brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards still there, still fighting, and still having pizza night tonight, Thursday night.
Yes, and still trying to settle with the county, even though they continue to indicate that he just won't talk to them.
Yes. You know, leadership.
Need some leadership in this issue, and they need to just make it go away.
I think they could make it go away. Anyway.
I think they could.
Anyway. But in Somo Vineyards, 474-5546 for pizza night tonight, and of course music this weekend and special events. Give them a call if you've got a special event. They have a beautiful new pavilion up there, perfect for weddings. All right. Let's go to our friends for our market minute, the Wells Fargo Advisors with Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 61 points at 14,863. The S&P 500 is positive 7 at 1595. And the NASDAQ is positive 5 at 3302. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America down 2 cents at $12.30 and Research in Motion down 72 cents at $13.97. Stocks of local interest, Pacific Gas and Electric is down 4 cents at $47.06, and Bank of Commerce is down 2 cents at $5.05. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.79. In the commodity markets, gold is up $7.20 at $1,566 even. Silver is up 10 cents at $27.75, and crude oil is down 33 cents at $94.64. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thank you very much, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR. Stop by Park Marina Drive at their offices or give them a call at 530-243-7561. The stock market is running at, what, at an all-time high now?
It is rocking out there.
And so is it real? What do you get into? What are those things you need to talk about? Give them a call. It may be the time to do that. 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to a physician, retired physician, Dr. Dave, and that's what he goes by is Dr. Dave. And we're going to talk about a little bit about his background, but some of the things he has sent me a number of things and is a regular listener, and has comments, but this is about physicians, this is going to be about physician shortages here in the United States and how bad this is going to be and what Obamacare is bringing us to. And just during our break, Trish and I were out there talking with some friends that if you're at a certain age, you need to start worrying that your insurance.
You better stay healthy.
You better stay healthy because we're starting to hear things that people are getting cut off from medical care because of their age. And wasn't this something that said that was not going to happen?
I think they just raked Sarah Palin over the coals when she talked about this being in that bill.
Well, then why is it happening? And you know what, my friends? Oh, rumors? No. If we can, we will bring the people on and just tell them this is what their doctor said. Anyway, but we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
One night only at Wind River Casino. Amy is quickly becoming the hottest star in the world of comedy. Recent appearances on The Howard Stern Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and Late Night with Jimmy Fallon have helped bring Amy's blend of edgy girl next door comedy to the mainstream.
I'm bragging about the dumbest stuff. The other day she was telling me, she's like, you know, I can still fit in my wedding dress. I mean, it is weird that she's the same size now as she was when she was 8 months pregnant, but I just...
Don't miss your chance to see this comedic powerhouse. Amy will be performing live at Wind River Casino on Wednesday, May 1st at 7:30. Amy made her comedy debut on NBC's Last Comic Standing in 2007 and was one of the featured comedians on Comedy Central's Roast of Roseanne, following her breakout performance on last year's Roast of Charlie Sheen. Tickets for this hilarious event are only $25. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. Come kick back with friends and watch Amy Schumer at the Wind River Event Center Wednesday, May 1st. Must be 21 to attend. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, North State.
57 degrees out there, 8:13 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite, Mike Huber and his gang out there, gang of good guys. If you want countertops, you want... granite work in your house. This is the man to do it. Mike Huber. 530-241-7866. Did granite tops in our kitchen. And just an exemplary job. He makes fire pits that are just like second to none. He'll make them the way you want them. Countertops, outside, you know, bars, you know, the whole thing. All of it falls within his purview. And he does great work at very good prices. It's Mike Huber at Estate Granite. Give him a call at 530-241-7866. 241-7866. Okay, our next guest, is I don't usually do this, but because I know him, and I understand why. He is a physician, we'll get into that, but we're just going to call him Dr. Dave. Good morning.
Hi, Carl.
And can you give some of your background, you know, as your training in this and about
I'm a pathologist from Scottsdale, Arizona, retired to Reading in 2005. I graduated from the University of Michigan. You know, I had a long career as a pathologist. I also was involved as a medical staff leader of a major hospital chain, so I had to attend a lot of boring things about health economics. And
but you also are a veteran. You're in the Navy.
Yes, I was also in the Navy. I was in the Navy for 6 years
as a physician,
as a pathologist at Oakland Naval Hospital, which they just demolished last year.
Yeah, that was Oak Knoll, right?
It's called Oak Knoll. That was the name of the country club that was there when they built the hospital in 1942. In about 3 months at the start of the war, and then they finally demolished the hospital.
Okay, so there's your bona fides, and that you've been in the medical field for a long time, and you approached me on and you sent me some things that we'll be talking about at a later time about what Google Earth can really do for you, but you wanted to talk about the what you're seeing as a complete breakdown in healthcare.
I want to talk about the shortage of American physicians. This is a huge national story, and this is one of the studies that predicts that America is going to have a shortage of 91,500 doctors by 2020. So in 7 years, we are going to be 90,000 doctors in the hole. And California is then going to have, since California is about 12% of the U.S. population, California is going to be short 9,000 to 10,000 doctors in 7 years.
Now, is this based on the population that needs medical care right now or after Obamacare when 40 million more people come in?
It's actually mostly it's because of the aging of America. You know, when you were in your 20s, you may have gone to the doctor once when you cut your hand and a second time when you broke your wrist or something. And now as we get older and older, we need to go every 3 months and have more and more complicated and difficult diagnostic dilemmas and need a whole lot more medical care. And as you get older still, you know, 70-year-olds need more than 60-year-olds and 80-year-olds need more.
Well, okay, and I understand.
It just gets worse.
I know, as the population ages, but the number of physicians that are, the shortage of them is based on, you know, obviously it's on a population, okay, that we have right now. But if you add, as they say, what is it, 12 million or is it 40 million? 40 million people that ordinarily are not treated by all the physicians or they're treated only in emergency rooms or Medicaid. This could just exasperate it is what I'm getting at.
Right. That's one of the things that's going to combine. The other problem we have is the population is graying, the graying of America, but also our doctors are getting older, the graying of American physicians. I've retired 3 doctors since I moved to Reading in 2005. And
it wasn't just you though, right?
No, I don't think so. They
just retired for other reasons.
They retired because they were getting old. Okay. It was time for them to move on, anyway, for the first time since the 1930s, the number of physicians per person is going to drop just when we need a whole lot more medical care. Another thing that's happening is as doctors get older, they cut back. All the ladies know the OBGYN doctors deliver babies for the first 10 years or 15 years, and then they quit doing OB because babies like to come in the middle of the night. 2 of my 3 were born between midnight and 6. And so it's horrible sleep deprivation to be an obstetrician gynecologist. Then after delivering the babies in the middle of the night, you have to go do surgery and see an office full of patients. So doctors out of medical school practice 60 hours a week, out of residency, I'm sorry. And then as they get older, they cut back. They want to do less OB, and the nice thing about less OB is lower malpractice premiums. Then you cut back on surgery in the hospital, try and get yourself off the trauma list, and eventually you want to spend the last half of your career working 40 hours a week rather than 60 hours a week.
Well, and you mentioned the malpractice insurance, and that certainly plays into a lot of the specialty areas, OBGYN being certainly one of the ones probably with the highest malpractice insurance.
Right, and trauma is has high malpractice premiums, and in Arizona, we were having a lot of doctors trying to get out of trauma call because that's, you know, horrible work in the middle of the night for very low compensation and high malpractice. And it's very disruptive to go in the middle of the night and take care of somebody with a broken neck. Actually, neurosurgeons have the highest malpractice premiums because they take care of people with broken necks. It's one of the hardest specialties. It's a 7-year residency.
Smartest
guys in the class. They take care of people with broken necks and then they get sued.
All right.
We're talking when we come back is how Obamacare is playing into an existing condition and what is that impact.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We're talking Obamacare with Dr. Dave about not just Obamacare, but the physician shortage is going to quadruple within this decade. And you're talking about a shortage of close to 100,000 physicians in the next 7 years. How do we combat that? What are the ways that people are going to be able to see a doctor? We'll be right back.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with a hop. You get the dispensation and we get the information with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop.
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today.
Starting Monday, April 15th, Agenda 21 Radio will be 5 days a week from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Join us next week as we expose the Obama administration's use of psychotropic drugs on our veterans and members of our armed forces. Remember, Agenda 21 Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 12 noon, right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
And another one, and another one bites the dust. The Obamacare health song. Another one bites the dust. All right. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Was that fair?
That was excellent.
Was that fair?
Good,
that's the old,
good music,
that's the
choice,
theme
Bob.
Song for Obamacare. No one bites the dust. 59 degrees out there, 8:25 in the morning, 605-4567. Give us a call if you think you want to jump in here on this, Dr. Dave is our guest. Of course, Trish Clark is with me. And we were talking about the shortage of physicians. And this is, you used as an example, all the statistics I've seen of the general practitioners, I guess we call them what, internal medicine people, general practitioners, numbers are down. And they did another survey of how many of you are happy in your job with doctors? Most of them are really unhappy. And now, and then we've had right here in Reading, how many? 17 or 18 or 20 doctors leave here. And if you listen to Doug McConnell, who says, if you want to trust the government, and you look at the government site that says, who are the physicians here, you can look at that site. And he's not on it, and he's been here for 4 years as a cardiologist. And you look at the names they've got on there who have been gone for 5-6 years.
Or never been here.
This is what the government's using as statistics. So, I mean,
he compared how the list there and brought out several of the specialty areas where they said we had 10 or 20 of them and we had maybe 2 or 3.
Maybe.
And they weren't listed.
Yeah. Dr. Dave is our guest today, and Dr. Dave is a retired pathologist with a huge background, including a veteran of the U.S. Navy as a physician, but head of departments in the Phoenix-Scottsdale area, which is not a small area. And he's been talking to me about this oncoming shortage of physicians.
Yeah, I want to make sure people understand what we mean by primary care. Half of the deficiency is in primary care. Primary care means general internal medicine, family practice, pediatrics, and sometimes OBGYN. A lot of OBGYN doctors do the primary care for their obstetric patients. But the really crying need that we're going to have for complex geriatric patients is general internal medicine. They're the ones with the highest level of training. They have a minimum of 3 years of adult medicine. Some take a fourth year of a chief residency year of general medicine. Family practice gets about half of that. And when you have really complicated problems like the elderly do, like hard to diagnose conditions like strokes, or if you have a list of 7 or 8 problems, there's a real demand for the highest level of care. Now, some primary care comes from nurse practitioners and physician's assistants. They need to be supervised by a physician. They basically take care of routine things under a protocol that's set up by the physician who's supervising them and who's responsible and who has to sign off on what they do.
Okay, so this is going to be, from what I understand, is this is one of the ways the Obama administration and are saying how this is, oh, well, there's not going to be the shortage because they're going to start bringing in physician's assistants and nurse practitioners and saying, okay, these are healthcare professionals that can handle this group. But when it gets right down to it, and nothing against physician's assistants or anything, I mean, they save so many lives, is they still got to be overseen by a doctor. And I know doctors that are working 7 days a week because just to keep up with the record keeping, which supposedly is supposed to be a lot easier, which of course isn't. But it's, you know, I mean, you're driving doctors out of work.
Well, and it's these shortages, and as you indicate, not only is the population aging, the doctors are aging. And we're not seeing, from everything that I can read, that new doctors are wanting to go in and take all of these specialty courses, put the time and effort and expense into being a doctor with what they see with Obamacare in the future. We're not training new doctors, am I correct?
Right. Now, here's the main take-home message that I have for you today. California is going to be short 9,000 or 10,000 doctors, and rural California is really going to be caught in a competition with the urban areas, the inner cities of California. Those are the two really big poverty groups who are going to be fighting for a diminishing number of patients. And we have a large population of Medicaid in California. 30% of Californians are on Medicaid, and Medicaid is the worst provider. So you make the least money. So you graduate from medical school with $300,000 in debt, And Medicaid basically just covers your costs. So you have to make money somehow. So the inner cities are going to be fighting for doctors, and rural California is going to be fighting for doctors. And how are Chico Paradise, Eureka, Arcata, and Redding going to keep our doctors? I think they are going to be stripped away to the inner cities, because California isn't going to let the inner cities have severe health doctor problems. Shortages. They will figure out some kind of incentive. Carl's looking at the clock.
No, I just want to make sure you got, we've got a minute left, because this is really a big point you're making here, that nobody, we have not made this one before, is that with the shortage of doctors, where are they going to go? If they've got these big debts and they're going to force them, or the because of compensation, whether it's a government compensation or what, they're going to go to where the money is, and it may be the inner cities. If that's the case, you're going to leave the people out here, and we'll get your figures in a second right after the break. You're going to leave the people out in the rural counties bereft of health care, just like they are in Wyoming, where they're advertising for doctors to come out there. We'll be right back. Hey, our guest is Dr. Dave Trish Clark, as usual here, my trusty companion. We'll be right back after the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The Senate's voting now whether to move forward with a gun bill, including background checks for more sales. New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
We are turning the page against the NRA's dominance.
The National Rifle Association opposes the plan, as does the Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell.
The government should not punish or harass law-abiding citizens in the exercise of their Second Amendment rights.
The bill would also crack down on illegally buying guns for someone else. A charter bus overturns on a highway in North Texas, just east of the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. Fox 4 in Dallas reports 2 dead, 16 people in critical condition. Their reporter, Natalie Solis.
We're here off of the tollway. All of the traffic, north and southbound, has been routed onto the access roads.
The bus was on its way to casinos in Oklahoma when it flipped over. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all and competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals, if it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Yeah, welcome back. Casey and our 1460, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 59 degrees out there, 8:34 in the morning, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices for those discounts. It's man's last stronghold. Great place to go to just sit there and talk, get your hair cut. You know, everybody catches up on what's going on in the world. That's at Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. Hey, I have two tickets here for the 5th annual Boondockers Ball. It's going to be this weekend. These are $40 tickets, and so I have two of these to give away. It's dinner, live auction, dancing, vintage vixens costume contest, and they're a wild and crazy group. Nonprofit, and you give us a call at 530-605-4567. Thank you very much for helping me with the phone call.
Your name?
And we have a winner. So, do we have a winner?
We just won the other day. We're
going to
give a chance to
somebody.
Oh, nope.
Don't have a winner. They have a repeat here. So they need somebody else call
okay,
in.
Okay, I need somebody else to call in. 5th annual Boondocker Ball. On sale, the tickets, $40 a piece. April 13th, that's this Saturday. This Saturday, it's going to be at the Reading Jet Center at the Reading Airport. Give me a call at 605-4567. We have two tickets, for the 5th annual Boondockers Ball. Thank you. Okay. Trish Clark and I are here with,
if I could just add something real quick. We have a policy of winning something every 30 days because we want to make it fair for everybody. So apologies to the caller.
So we still have a set of tickets and for the Boondocker Ball. Okay, Trish Clark is with me and Dr. Dave, and we're talking about the shortage of physicians.
I'd like to switch gears a little bit and talk about the graying of America and the baby boom and how we came to be in this situation of having a population that's rapidly aging and physicians who are rapidly aging. If you remember your history, there were very few babies born during the Depression and World War II. Then after the war, everybody came home, and they had to build temporary married housing on every university campus, and all kinds of people like me were born. They had to build schools all over the place, and the schools that I went to in grade school and high school have been – one was torn down and the other's closed. So we went from a baby boom with this huge slug of people, all of whom were the same age. We caused enormous disruption to the economy. When we were young, companies had to go into a lot of debt to bring us on as entry-level employees. In the middle of our careers, we really started paying back the investment society had to make. Then in our 50s, we reached our peak earning years and we're able to pay a lot of taxes. We pushed up the prices of real estate. We bought big houses, those big McMansions. We bought cars and RVs and trailers and boats. And that's what drove the economy so well in the 1990s and the first part of the 2000s was baby boomers in their peak earning years had a lot of money to spend. But then as you start approaching retirement, you switch gears to frugality. You'd like to sell that great big McMansion. You don't want the kids to come home and stay with you. You want to save for your retirement, and those big earning years are going to go away. Any comments on that or any stories?
I think this is
good history lesson.
So as people get older, I mean, things change, but they're counting on certain things. They have planned their lives accordingly, that they know at age 65, 66, 67, somewhere around there, that they're going to probably retire. They'd like to have downsized. My in-laws are looking at right now, they're in their 80s, but they've got a big house, and they want to downsize that house to something that's a lot simpler and not as big a yard. But this is what people do. And they plan on a certain lifestyle. Well, the government took a lot of that away with their stupid policies in the economy. So it really wiped out half of the people's money. So things are tighter, but they're still in there. But they have a certain expectation of the health care and their insurance that they paid and all this. They expect something at that age when they reach the part you're talking about, Dave.
The retirement of the baby boomers was not a secret. It's been known for 65 years. Actually, 65 years and 6 months. Most women know a little bit before. So we have now in America 78 million people who are in the baby boom generation. A baby boomer turns 65, or 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 every day. America is following the same path that Japan led, because Japan had their baby boom before the war. We had it after the war. And the retired baby boomers are now a huge anchor on the economy. The economy can't grow because they're not spending money. They're costing. The baby boomers are now costing the economy a lot of money, and we're going to cost a lot more.
And part of the problem from the statistics that I've studied is the generation right ahead of the baby boomers planned a little better and had more of a take care of myself attitude when they retired. The baby boomer population, they grew up in the good times, as you indicate, and didn't all of them plan as well for their retirement as the previous generation. So they're a bigger strain on society than we've ever seen before because they demand more. They have had a better lifestyle, and they are wanting to stick in that lifestyle and continue to live the way they had before.
Yeah, in Japan now, they sell more adult diapers than they do baby diapers. That's our future.
Oh.
I don't want to even think about that.
Because they have them like in leather if you're riding your Harley.
Yes.
They have leather diapers so you can ride your Harley.
Yes.
And that's, you know what, that's just not right. We got to take a break. Carl Bach, Trish Clark, Dr. Dave's with us here. They sell more adult diapers in Japan than they do baby diapers. And we're heading in that direction. If nothing else from this show, remember that.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The Friday night cruise and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Rail and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Redding Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. You're going to beat that drum today, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by the Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I'm telling you, good people down there with Joe and Shelley. 30 years of support in this community. Veterans always get discounts down at Tobacco and Brew. Great coffee at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door to the best walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, there's a little mix-up in this last one. I'm going to give them away again. Fifth annual Boondocker Ball. These are $40 tickets. They're for this Saturday. It starts at 5:30 with the cocktail hour. And they take that cocktail hour seriously. Dinner at 6:30 featuring the Lou White Band. 1940 style, the USO. They're going to have vintage Vixens costume contest, a whole shooting match. Two tickets, they're free, $40. 605-4567. 605-4567.
Okay. And Carl, we had a question come in on the computer. That said they disagreed and they were talking about veterans. And I want to clarify that my discussion earlier about the different populations, I wasn't referring to veterans at all. I was referring to just the population in general.
Yeah, you know,
a veteran in my mind is a set aside part of the community that deserves special recognition because they were a veteran and they're entitled to everything. Yeah. They signed the check when they went in, and whether they served on an aircraft carrier or fixing an ice cream machine someplace. They were in the service and they deserve that recognition and those benefits.
Absolutely. Hey, and by the way, we're talking about veterans. We'd like to do a shout out for Commander, James Gibson. You know, he's been under the weather a little bit, and just, you know, Jim, just want you to know that all of our love and prayers are being sent out to you. You are our hero, Commander Gibson.
Absolutely. Good friend, Mary Lou and Jim Gibson. Gee. Good friends for many years.
Supporters of this community and the veteran community.
Absolutely. My prayers are with them.
Anyway, and I'm glad you're home, man, that, you know what, we may just have to come over and bring a shot of Jack. That's what Trish will do. Okay. All right. Let's go back to Dr. Dave and the grain of America. All right. We understand the grain of America. Now, and how, what a huge impact that is, because let's just face it, that's where we are, and it's going to mean that more care, more doctors are needed, more time at the time when doctors are already unable to spend the time they need with their patients.
Let me give you a thumbnail about what Medicare is and what Medicaid is. Medicare has 40 million Americans over 65 who receive their care. And then there's also 8 million Americans under 65 who qualify for Medicare or who get Medicare because they were disabled. If you're on disability for 2 years, you can get Medicare. If you have a couple of diseases, like if you're on hemodialysis or Lou Gehrig's disease, you get it immediately. Mm-hmm. Medicaid is for people who are poor. And again, 30% of Californians are on Medicaid. And those are the ones that are the most challenging for doctors because Medicaid pays so poorly. You basically don't get paid. You just get your office expenses covered taking care of Medicaid patients. Medicare is actually a pretty good payer by comparison. Here's the numbers for California. For all services, Medicaid pays 51% of what Medicare does. For primary care, it's 41%. In Arizona, in beautiful Arizona, at least they overpay for Medicaid for obstetrics, which is very smart because you don't want babies not getting right. babies born underweight.
Okay, we're gonna break in. We usually don't do this, but let's go to the phones here. Mary Lou, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you today?
We're fine, and how are you?
Good morning, good. Mary Lou.
Holding up good. I've got Jim home. He's doing fine. But the reason I called is my submariner, and all of them are celebrating 113 years today. So today is the submariner's birthday.
Wow.
I wish him. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
They don't all look that old. Sometimes they act it. But
well, you know, well, happy birthday to the submariners.
Their
113th birthday, and it's yes. but a special shout out to Commander Gibson and his beautiful
Thank
wife
you.
Mary Lou.
Thank you very much, Trish. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and please give my best to Jim and give him a hug for me.
I sure will. Thanks, both of you.
You bet.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, Mary Lou.
Okay, bye-bye.
We're going to take a quick break and come back and finish up with you know, one of the things that, so it looks like is. And this is what I'm hearing, too, is they don't want to take Medicaid because it's not – frankly, it's not worth their time. And there's a lot of doctors not taking Medicare because they may pay, but it's slow. So they want you to pay the cost up front. And then it's the same thing with TRICARE, the military insurance for people that have served their country and been injured or retired. And so this is going to be a huge problem. But when we come back – we're going to talk about how are they trying to replace these. We're going to talk about yes. Residencies at
Mercy
Hospital with Dr. Dave. We'll be right back. Carl Watt and Trish Clark.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta spring water drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta spring water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta spring water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Linda's on the spot with Linda Bopp tonight. She's got a wild show tonight. She's going to be giving away all types of things. 6 o'clock tonight. I'm here with Trish Clark. It's 59 degrees. It's 8:54 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Featuring an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products, the North State's nutrition experts at Orchard Nutrition, located at 221 Locust Street in Redding, or give them a call at 530-244-9141. They are a great store. Good people down there. You know, everybody there is so helpful when you walk in, and they're very knowledgeable. Can't ask for more. Trish Clark, of course, is here with me. Tomorrow we're going to have a gentleman by the name of P.J. Marsh, who is a Democrat, a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, who I've had several discussions with. So we've decided to have these discussions right here on the radio about different things. And I think Obamacare may be one of them. A well-spoken, a lucid individual who is a kind of, as I am, center of the road in many things, but we diverge in some ideas. But I love having all different aspects of our community on and different viewpoints. My gosh.
That's what the beauty of America is that we're able to agree to disagree.
That's right. And hey, I just want to also mention the 12th annual non-salmon feed for the Rotary Club of Redding, Riverview Sunset Club. I think they had like a table left if that, but it's a great thing. They've raised over $300,000 in the past 11 years to give to places like, you know, Patriot Day Golf, King Center Kitchen, Martin Luther King Kitchen, Women's Refuge, Chester County Library, U.S. Armed Forces Care Packages, 100 things. That's going to be the 13th at the Elks Lodge. Give Curtis Byron a call at 224-2345, 224-2345. My guest is Dr. Dave, and we're finishing up today. We're talking about the shortage of physicians in America and how it's just going to get worse. We're going to be short close to 100,000 physicians by the year 2020. And we're talking now about the residencies at Mercy Hospital.
I'll talk for a minute about how we're going to compete in Redding for young doctors finishing their residencies. If you want to know what young doctors finishing their residencies are like, you can watch that TV show Grey's Anatomy. Half of them are women. When I finished medical school, it was 15%. They want to work very hard. They want to work 60 hours a week. But they would also like to get married and have a family. And it is hard to recruit somebody to a town that doesn't have any college or that has very few young college graduates, which is what Redding is like. So I thought I would tell you a little bit about Mercy's numbers. Mercy Family Care gave me their numbers. In the last 7 years, they've had 40 doctors finish their residency. 26 were men and 14 were women. So they aren't as attractive to women as other residencies are. And again, our future is women doctors. They're going to be half the doctors, and they're great doctors. I've had great women partners and great women doctors.
What were the residencies though? I mean, you say.
And did they stay in the community?
Yeah, 14 out of the 40 stayed in the community. So we're not replacing the doctors that are retiring, and this is not a really attractive place for young doctors because it's hard to find a college graduate to marry and have children with.
Wow.
It's hard to find. Oh, I'm not even going to go there. Okay.
opened up a whole other conversation.
That's a whole other thing. We don't even want to go there. So you're saying is that, say, the young women, young women, I think the men have a better deal about it. I hate to say that, but it's true. A young woman who is a doctor who just got her residency, finishes, looks around, says, you know what, this is where I want to be in my future. I love this place. I love to ski and all that, but I'm, you know, that clock is ticking. I don't want this to sound sexist, but this is what you're saying. right?
Right. Instead, I'll go to Santa Rosa or Roseville, an hour from the Bay Area where there's a whole lot more college graduates. I'll have less Medicaid patients. These young doctors have $300,000 in debt, some of them. I guess we have a minute left.
We have a minute left. Well, you know what, Dr. Dave? I appreciate you calling in us, you know, on this, because this has been something we have not addressed specifically. We've kind of on the peripheries talked about this. But to have hard figures like this based on statistics of 90 or almost 100,000 doctors short in 7 years.
Reading was hoping on a lot of retirees coming here, and I'm afraid we're not going to get them. Retirees who are going to sell their house in the Bay Area.
Uh-huh.
And move here with $300,000 in equity and buy a house in Shasta County and enjoy Whiskey Town,
etc. Because of lack of medical care.
It's not practical to drive 4 hours to the Bay Area.
Okay.
You could drive 1 hour, but you can't do four.
All right. Dr. Dave, thank you very much for being with us today. We're going to have you back on. We're going to be talking more of this. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Linda's on tonight for On the Spot with Linda Bott. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Troll clears a first hurdle in the U.S. Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 68, the nays are 31.
That opens the door for debate. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
And now that the debate over whether to debate the bill is resolved, the Senate will consider the gun control bill.
We're going to have an open amendment process as possible on this bill. As always, the process will depend on the goodwill of all senators.
Democratic leader Harry Reid before the vote warning that any one senator could bring the process to a halt or delay it. One method would be insisting on the required 30 hours that must pass before actual debate begins. Usually the losing side waives that requirement. Lisa?
Rich, thanks. A big focus of this bill is on background check expansion. A deadly wreck on a highway in North Texas where a chartered bus has overturned. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
A Texas state trooper says two people have died in the crash involving a charter bus on Highway 1.